Who could have seen this financial disaster coming? Who? Well, Nuri El-Rubini, for one. He is a Turkish-born, Harvard-trained, now American economist. He's been a senior financial policymaker for the government. He now teaches at New York University and manages a financial consulting firm. It's Rubini Global Economics, and he blogs in his free time. Professor, welcome to Day to Day.
Pleasure being with you today.
What about the news of today that the U.S. government is going to spend up to $250 billion to buy equity positions in banks?
This is a step in the right direction. The original legislation was passed by Congress was severely flawed because for the government to buy toxic assets was not enough. Most of these banks are severely undercapitalized, and until they would get capital, they would not be able to lend to households and to firms. Therefore, it's a key important step in the direction of resolving this very severe financial crisis. Effectively means a partial temporary nationalization of part of the financial system, but there is no other alternative.
When you say these are temporary nationalizations, Professor, when would this end?
It depends. You know, the banks have had the option after 3 years to buy back essentially these preferred shares. So if the financial conditions are going to improve, there'll be an option of reprivatizing the public share in the banking system. Of course, if things don't improve, then this government ownership of part of the banking system might continue over time and actually might become larger.
If things don't get better in 3 years?
We have to see. You know, banks might need more than the amount of capital that the government is inputting right now. So even earlier than that, there may be another round of recapitalization of those financial institutions. This is not just a subprime problem. It's subprime, it's near prime, it's prime, it's home equity loans, it's commercial real estate, it's credit cards, it's auto loans, it's student loans, it's leverage loans, it's commercial loans, it's corporate bonds. All these things are going to pile up in a severe recession. So talking about a subprime mortgage problem is an understatement. This is a subprime financial system. So this might be just the first round of several rounds of recapitalization by the government of the financial system.
You're a thoroughly trained economist. If the government is buying parts of the banks, what kind of capitalist world are we living in?
Unfortunately, in the last few years, we had this kind of a laissez-faire approach to financial market regulation supervision that has led to this severe financial crisis, and now we're going to the other extreme of very, very severe government intervention in financial markets and the economy. But in the short run, there is no alternative. Usually, central banks are known to be the lenders of last resort, but at this point, the central banks have become the lenders of first and only resort because no one is lending to the banks, no one is lending to non-bank financial institutions, no one is lending to the corporate sector, and therefore, for the time being, we need this government intervention as a way to prevent a severe financial crisis and a severe economic recession.
This is one step that you laid out last week in a piece that you posted on your blog and at your Monitor site, saying we need to avoid a complete financial worldwide collapse. You laid out several points. What else remains to be done? What does the government need to do?
There are several other things that are missing, even if they're going in the right direction, and many of my recommendations now are being adopted. The first one is that at this point, demand is falling sharply, aggregate demand, and that's going to make this recession more severe. Consumption is falling, residential investment is falling, and if the private sector for the time being is nervous and not going to spend, then the government has to spend more money to boost demand and try to minimize the severity of this economic recession. I've proposed a fiscal package of the order of $300 billion, infrastructures, grants to state and local governments, unemployment benefits, maybe a small tax rebate for the very poor that's going to try to boost demand directly and indirectly.
It sounds almost like the New Deal back in the 30s. Is that what you're talking about, kind of the Civilian Conservation Corps and roads projects, that kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, our infrastructure in the U.S. is totally crumbling. We have to invest in roads, in ports, in bridges.
Okay.
And we have to do that. That's necessary.
Okay, and then the second thing?
And the second thing is that the bad loans of the banks are the a heavy debt burden of the households, mortgages, credit cards, student loans, auto loans, and a fraction of the household sector is insolvent, and they're not going to start spending it again until you reduce the debt burden. During the Great Depression, we created this homeowners loan corporation. The government bought the mortgages, reduced the face value, converted them into fixed-rate mortgages of long-term maturity, and we've avoided tsunami foreclosures. We need the same thing this time around.
2 years ago, at a big international finance meeting, you got up and said the train is going to jump the tracks, and you were almost spot on what was going to happen over the next couple of years. After that meeting, people went around saying, well, his math is no good. He doesn't really know what he's talking about. Now you're kind of vindicated, I guess, but how good could you feel about that?
I don't feel good in the sense that right now we have a severe economic recession, we have a severe financial crisis and a banking crisis, but unfortunately I was right in my assessment this is going to be a very severe crisis. At that time there was too much optimism, there was no recognition of the bubble that we had in housing, in the economy, in credit markets, and that was part of the problem.
The markets are back up globally and in the U.S. Is this good? Is this a sign or just another lash of the whip?
I think that we're not yet at the bottom. Of course, the radical actions taken the last few days by the policymakers avoided a total systemic meltdown. That was what was going on last week. But I think that the macroeconomic news and the financial news in the next few weeks and months are going to be negative. People will be surprised on how severe the economic recession is, on how many other financial institutions are in trouble. The fact that it's not just the U.S. as a recession, but now Europe, other advanced economies and emerging markets. So unless we fix also the real economy with debt relief, with fiscal stimulus, whatever we do to clean up the bank is not going to be enough, because 6 months from now, the real economy might be tanking so much that there's going to be another round of negative effects on financial markets and financial institutions.
We're in the midst, really, toward the end of a presidential campaign. Both campaigns are coming out offering economic ideas, what they might do. They're responding to the news and also trying to look ahead. Have you had a chance to look at the ideas being offered by Senators Obama and McCain, and do you have any thoughts on them?
Both candidates are coming with ideas. In my view, Senator Obama has been much more aggressive with a more comprehensive plan. Originally, the approach of McCain was the market is going to take care of this thing. And when you have a severe financial crisis, of course, you need intelligent government intervention that is appropriate. So Senator McCain is now trying to catch up with the fact that he underestimated the severity of the economic and the financial problems. Whoever is going to be elected is going to be a very tough time for the U.S. economy and for financial markets. So it's important to aggressively to do things from the first day. We cannot wait for several months until what needs to be done needs to be done. For example, a fiscal package should be passed before the election. If we're going to pass it after the election, it may be too late. We need to boost demand right now that is sharply falling. It's going to make the recession more severe. So the time to act is now, not 3 months from now.
Nordell Rubini, he's an economics professor at New York University and the manager of Rubini Global Economics. Professor, thank you.
Pleasure being with you today.